Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and today's episode is Tuesday Tip with the Queen of Hearts. This is episode number 19, and I'm so excited to just share a tip every week so that we can just build our businesses and build our life, definitely. Today's tip is in the word of compare, because what I've realized, you guys, with social media, a lot of people are doing a lot of comparison, and it's very hard to look at someone's social media page and compare yourself to them. And the reason that I say that is you might be comparing their best day to your worst day, and it looks like you can never catch up. You'll never be important. You'll never have what they have. I just encourage you to not compare yourself to anyone but yourself. It's so important that when you look at your situation and you look at the situation of other people's, you realize that not only does it not match up, it's not supposed to match up. Because, you see, your journey is not their journey. So just always remember that. Do not compare. The first letter is C, and that means courage. I want you to have the courage to live your own life, to live your own dreams. And please, please, don't worry about what the critics say. Don't worry about tradition. Don't worry about any of that. Because, you see, your journey is unique. Your journey is what's supposed to happen in your life, not in anyone else's life. So I just want you to have the courage. The O is for overcome. I want you to overcome some obstacles. You guys, you may be looking at a situation that you think is impossible. All you need to do is do your best. And you know what? What's going to happen is what's going to happen. But if you put forth the effort and do your best, I'm telling you that people will be there to help you, that situations will turn out better than you ever expected. So I just want you to overcome any obstacle you have. The M is for manage. And, you know, this one can be tough. It really can. I really want you to think about, number one, managing your emotions. Don't get so upset over everything that happens. Try to maintain yourself and have a calm, level head, and that will take you far. I just know that from experience, you guys. When you get all upset and, you know, just can't think straight, you won't make great decisions. So I just encourage you to just flip that and just make better decisions by managing your emotions. The second manage is to manage your finances. And, you guys, I can't say this anymore. You might be up against a situation where finances totally change in your life. But if you have a good manager in your finance, you'll be able to figure out the next best step. Because, you see, you guys, that's the only thing that we have is the next best step. And when we do that and we see that, boy, life can be so much better when we just take the next best step. I just want you to know that. So just manage your emotions and manage your finances. The P for compare is passionate. And here's where it gets a little tricky. I know that we feel like sometimes our passions may change. Sometimes we want to change our relationship. Sometimes we want to change, where we work because we've lost our passion. I just know this. Make sure that everything you do, you're passionate about it and you have a love for it. And when the love does cease, either go back, take a break, figure out if you're still in love with the job, with the company, with whatever you're doing, or not. Because here's what I know. If you're not passionate and if you're not excited about it, you're not going to do good at it, you guys. You've got to give your dream the best. You've got to give your life the best. And when you do that, your passion will fuel everything. Everything will go better when you're passionate about it. So just remember, you've got to be passionate. The A is for assign. And you know what? This one has been a hard one for me throughout the years. I'm not going to lie about it. It's very hard for me to let go of things and let people do it. But what I've learned, you guys, is the best person to do any type of job is a person who will allow other people to help her or him. I'm sorry. They will assign various tasks to different people. I'm going through a transition right now, you guys, where my son is getting ready to become the CEO of my company, and I'm going to step back and be the owner of the company. So with that being said, I'm excited about that change that's going to lead me to do Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts, speaking, coaching, and training more. But I'm also excited and passionate to pass on this assignment. It's been 10 years. I've had a great run. I still love individuals with special needs. I'll always be a part of the company. But I think I need a fresh new approach, a new approach to finding clients, a new approach to managing, a new approach to everything. So with that being said, I'm excited about assigning that task over to him and just letting him run with it and seeing how he can do with it. So I want you to assign tasks to give yourself a break and to refocus your passions. The R in compare stands for results. I'm all about results now, you guys. I used to be about planning and all of that, but what I realized, you can plan and strategize all day long, but if you don't get any results, it does not matter. So with that being said, make sure everything you're doing has a great result to it, and if it doesn't, re-look at it, you guys. Re-strategize, refocus. Just get your life in order and do some things that you would not normally do. So the R is about results. And the last one, the E, is about excited. If you are not excited about what you have going on in your life, you guys, I just want you to consider possibly changing what you're doing right now. Because here's what I know. Everybody will come to see you burn, to see your excitement if you have a fire. But if there is no fire, there will not be any excitement, you guys. So with that being said, I just want you to know, keep your fire lit. Stay excited at all times. And when you stay excited, you will have an exciting life. And I just encourage you to do that. So this has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with Tuesday Tip. And the tip is compare. And the main focus is I don't want you to compare. I want you to use these letters, which are C stands for courage to live your dreams, O stands for overcome any obstacle, M stands for manage your emotions and your money, your finances. The P stands for passionate, get passionate about your goals again. The A stands for assign various tasks that you really, you know, may not be good at, you don't like, you need a break or whatever. Just assign those tasks. And then look for results always. Like I said, I'm always about results, you guys. So important that we do that at all time. And the E is for excited. I want you to stay excited about your life, you guys. There is a future for everybody. There is a plan for everybody's life. But here's the deal. When you don't stay excited about it, you don't see it, you guys. You can't imagine what could happen next. So I just want you to know that anything is possible when you stay excited and you just really go for what you want in life. And whether that dream has changed now, go for whatever the new dream is. I know for me I have some amazing dreams and goals and whatnot, but that's going to take doing some work, you guys. And once again, I can't compare myself to others and where they are on their journey. My journey is not their journey. So I just encourage you to not compare as well. Have a wonderful day. This has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with the Tuesday Tip. And I just encourage you to live your best life, you guys. Make the rest of your life the best of your life. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk with you next week. Bye-bye.